Blog Talk Radio.
More than I can reach. Today, but for obvious reasons, and just hanging out, chilling out a little bit. Father, thank you for this gathering today in your church, church that you've created and named. We love the fellowship we have here, and we ask today and every day that you continue to guide us and that what you would have us do is what's done. Told us our work is done, and yet we see many blessings coming every day. So we thank you for that, and we eagerly await your calling, but we also every day enjoy the work that you do around us. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen. I want to welcome everybody in chat that's here so far. I see Ben and Carol, Gemma, several guests, Jared, Andre, Lana, Michelle, Bill, Rosemary. Is there anybody else? I have to check. And Rhea. Hi, everybody. I bet some others come along. And we've got a bunch of people online, which is really cool. So I'm just going to kind of go there. I see Jared. Ben. Sorry. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
Still getting the phone numbers sorted out in my head. Anything going on today, Ben?
Well, sure. I think, you know, this will be a little, somebody probably could use it. You know, just going to work today, you know, usual thing, listen to everybody talk about, you know, the things they talk about at work, you know, all the worldly conversation and things like that. And I just come home, I'm just kind of like, you know, not down in the dumps, because I'm not down in the dumps, but I was just coming home like, you know, with just some concerns on my mind and stuff like that. And it, I just, you know, it, I felt the Lord had reminded me of something very simple, you know, when I was distressing about it. And felt like he said to me, I'm not counting your sins. I'm looking at your heart. So I just felt like, you know, maybe somebody out there can use it because, you know, the world can get you down sometimes and the devil will make you worry about things over and over again, condemn yourself and, you know, self-condemnation and things like that. You know, you're not going to, you know, you're not worthy of this and you're not worthy of that, you know. But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's really good, Ben. Obviously, the Lord wanted that message delivered. You know, I've been in a little bit weird place, but before I mention that, you know, the best accuser in creation stands before the throne of God and tries to condemn each and every one of us every day. And nobody's going to be better at it than he is, at least in terms of bringing things up over and over again. So, frankly, he doesn't need your help. So get off your own case and live under the blessing and blood covering and the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, because he is your advocate. And every time the devil tries to bring something against you, if you're a believer, he just says, covered, 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 covered. And so it's covered. Just look towards him. And as long as you're looking towards him and going towards him, just let the junk fall by the side, because the Lord does not want it on your back. Piling that stuff back on your back and going back to it time and again is nothing but a distraction from your growth in him. So he loves you, and he wants you to move on from it as best you can. In the last few days I've been in this place, it's sort of hard to describe, and it's essentially, I'm in today mode, but I'm also looking longer term in the sense that I think his blessings and his provision, how he's gotten so many of us to this point, which at one time months ago was kind of unimaginable for most of us, is just amazing. And I have to acknowledge that is a possibility, but I can also tell you just today, actually today, and this is why I'm speaking right now at all, it's just I was talking to him, and finally today he told me not to ask him about any more dates for a while. He said, no, stop that. Don't do it anymore for a while. And he said, go back to the garage. And he said that I would find something interesting there. Well, the first thing I found was something that I'm not going to get into all the details of right now, but basically it was a strong, interesting connection between our Rapture Center Church and tomorrow, actually. So if he doesn't do it before the show's over, maybe he'll do it tomorrow. But so it's just amazing. But I know personally I'm just in a really conflicted state where in one hand I have peace, and in another hand I feel a lot of pressing emotional desire to move on. So we'll see how he does. I see Sir Bell. Hello, Sir Bell.
Hey, you just described how I feel.
Cool. And I'm just going to go ahead and open some more phone lines. Yesterday it took me a long time, and I didn't actually get to everybody for quite a while. And then we have Keith. Hi, Keith.
Hey, everybody.
And
God bless you, Keith. Thank you. God bless you, too.
And we have Leah. Hi, Leah. Haven't seen you call in for a few days. Nice to see you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you doing well?
Yeah, I was gone for a minute. I had a conference. I called in on Sunday when I was on my way home, and Tana was there, and I told her about a cool story about meeting a guy on the beach who was carrying a cross.
Oh, yeah. I remember
Wow.
that. That was
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. Cool. I'm going to keep going on here. We've got, I think this is Tana. Hi, Tana.
Hi, I'm at the movies. Jesus and I are watching the movie The Song right now, but I'm listening to both.
Uh-huh.
Based on the Song of Solomon.
Okay, cool. Tana is bilocating in a different way with the movie theater, I think. And
yeah.
Pat.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Pat.
Everybody. How are you?
Hi.
Love you all.
I love you all, by the way.
Yeah.
Hey, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Thanks for coming with me to the movie.
Yay.
That's so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Take them everywhere.
Thank you, Tana. Thank you. Amen. You know, you asked the question at the moment for as far as I'm concerned, Pat, how are you all? And the answer is, I really don't know. I don't have the slightest idea how I am.
That sounds like a normal answer.
It's like,
I have a lot of.
I'm not actually down.
No,
I'm not actually down, you know. I'm just like, I don't know how I am. I'm just saying.
Just getting that out there.
I really don't know. We'll just have to wait and see.
You're not alone. Yeah. You're not alone.
Yeah, I know.
Nah. Interesting times.
No,
the world continues to
very
go
very
to hell in a handbasket, and we're trying to hang on to his tassels, you know. Like, when you're going to pull
yourself. That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
The Lord gave us, we may not know every detail, but the Lord gave us the recipe in Revelation, and we pretty much know how things are going to go. It's just like the Titanic movie. You know, we don't know every twist and plot turn, but we know in the end the boat sinks. And then he comes back. Yeah, the difference is the people in the lifeboats get rescued. So everybody needs to be sure you've got your lifeboat and then you're good.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of them. They're free and available to everybody. No shortage of lifeboats.
It's not as cold.
Well. Yeah, true.
Oh, dear
true.
God. Jesus, we're losing it. You better get here soon.
I'm not even making any bones about it. There's no doubt about it.
Crazy coconut banana heads here.
Yeah. I was very encouraged today, though, when he told me not to ask him about dates for a while, because that means he started telling me today as I am of hearing it. And,
That's a good one.
Maybe in some strange way that's progress. I don't know. We'll just have to see. Because I'm doing my best to live in the day. I could probably double down, you know. I probably really could, in all honesty, double down into day mode.
Aww.
But I thought it was progress, but he didn't want me to ask him about dates for a while. So I'm like, cool. And,
you know, I get the same feeling, like, don't talk about dates, just love me. It's all in my hands, just love me, trust me. And he says, I have it all controlled, so don't worry about a thing, just love me.
That's what I get.
So that's what I'm doing.
That's right.
And taking care of things here, you know, which, But I had a surprise.
Yeah.
My birthday's tomorrow, but I don't care. Don't wish me. There's nothing to do with that. My grandson says to me, "You want to go to California?" He says, "Yeah, I got lots of flyer miles." He says, "I'm going to go out with my friend and with a little trot. I don't know when we're going to do this."
Wow.
I'd rather fly the other way, you know. But my sister's in Burbank.
Yeah.
My sister's in Burbank. Yeah.
You should go.
I would. I definitely would see my other banana head family out there. You know, who's ever out there, we'll meet somewhere.
I
have to work it out because I have situations here. So
I know,
really have to give
it
a good think.
Maybe your last
but
chance
I told
to California
him,
before you go.
I said if I go, I might not come back. He says, "Oh, that's okay."
Yeah. Work your situation out. You can do it. Come out. Your sister's in Burbank. Come visit us. We're in Burbank.
Oh, absolutely. I have to work it out. I have to see if I go with him, because it would be better if I go with someone, he and his friends. But I have to work it out because I have stuff here, you know. So we'll see.
You can work
you
it out.
Know.
Make it happen.
I
went before, so I can do it again.
Beautiful
even
right
with
now.
Later.
California. Beautiful. Burbank.
I love
beautiful.
California. Oh, Burbank.
Yeah,
I've been there before. I know. We went for Jay Leno. Yeah. So I know. 2009.
I'm pretty right now.
I love California. My heart's still there.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no place like it. I mean, even with earthquakes, it's still the place I want to be. That's my number one spot.
If you come to Burbank, then Tana's only 5 minutes away, so she's
If I come, you better be sure I get phone numbers and I meet with you guys, even if it's for one day, to
of
go
course.
Out to lunch and just have a powwow together, you know.
Cherish that.
Big
group
hug.
Yeah. We'll ignore Jerry on the radio and we'll just have our own powwow here.
Yeah, no, we can go meet us too. Anybody wants
to
I have no idea when I'm going to do this because I have to
great.
Go up
I'm
and.
So excited.
Yeah, I'll let the Lord work it out. But he just said,
cool.
Yeah, you want to go to California? And I looked at him like, what?
Wow.
He says, yeah, I'll take care of it. He's 20. He's almost 24.
Wonderful.
He's studying to be an engineer, so he has a year. But he wanted to go out to college out there, but it's just, I don't know. We have to see. Yeah, but we have to see. But anyway, you never know.
Well,
so
don't
pray
put
about
it off.
And,
do it soon so we can get it.
Oh, I know. I know. Like, what is soon? I could be raptured on the plane, you know?
Transition.
Right. I'm halfway there, Lord. I'm 35,000 feet up, and I've got far to go.
Yeah, come on. How much help do you want? Come on.
Yeah, look, I'm coming up to you. You know, I'm halfway there. Oh, crazy, crazy, crazy. That's called desperate.
to go to
California to get transitioned.
Everyone's about it.
But
okay,
Judy can take us to the beach. Yeah.
I want to give a big introduction to our resident rapture-centric mistress of the vision of the blood moon has called in. And we have Carol on the line.
Hey, Carol. Blood moon lady.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Carol.
Happy blood moon. Happy Blood Moon Day and happy
Amen.
Feast of Tabernacles.
Right, Tabernacles.
Feast of Tabernacles. Well,
Amen.
You know, I was what disappointed me this morning because I got up at 5:20 is that we had a cloudy morning, I did not see the blood moon. I was so disappointed because of the.
Is it has it already happened then? Like it's or it was last night or tonight?
Yeah.
I thought it was.
No, it happened.
No,
it happened already.
So it
happened
did, okay.
It happened this
morning.
Morning
time.
In Central Time it was 5:20 a.m. You know, and in California it was what 3:20 a.m. and then Eastern it was.
Yeah.
It was 6:20. So whoever was able to see it, congratulations.
Yeah.
Because this is really a historic. The way I look at it,
it is
a historic event. And
big things with Israel now. Expect big changes with Israel once again. A new war.
Oh
with
my
them.
Goodness! Oh my
goodness!
Absolutely.
Right.
And I want to read a couple of scriptures because today is the Feast of Tabernacles as well.
Yay.
And they're very short, but these are one of my favorite scriptures. It's from Revelation 21, and it starts with John seeing the new heaven and the new earth. And he says, and the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there was no longer any more sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them and be their God. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death, and there will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain, when first things have passed away. And he who sits on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. And so, you know, that those scriptures, those words of God have been my encouragement, not only now, but for years and years and years and years. Whether I'm going through, you know, a tough time, you know, a lonely time, a time where I'm, waiting for the Lord, and I'm discouraged because, you know, he's not here yet. You know, he's making all things new, and he's preparing us. We are his bride. So, you know, the blood moon came and went, but that doesn't mean that nothing is happening. Everything, you know, there's stuff. There is stuff to come. I believe we're very, 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 very much in the season. Now, if we're here in November, I'm going to have a bone to pick with. I'm really going to pick a bone with him. But
we'll all join you, Carol.
I'll tell you what has helped me, because I know that there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people that are discouraged. All right. There's two things. Okay, the Lord does command us and instruct us to watch for His coming, and He tells us, you know, in Luke 21:36, be watchful and pray always that you would be accounted worthy to escape all the things that are about to come to pass. Right, and that's always been, you know, in fact, in the other forums I've been on over the years. You know, my username, my whatever you want to call it, is count me worthy. You know, I always said, Lord, count me worthy, because I know that there are days when I'm like, you know, and whatever. But having said that, okay, so we're watchful. I've been watching, you guys, I've been, you know, when I got saved in 1975 and I learned about the Lord's return, I started watching, but I didn't understand what I know now, of course. And then, and I've shared with you all, I'm just going to recap real quickly. It was not until 2005 that I realized the Holy Spirit actually opened, you know, he gave me a swift kick in the butt, telling me we are really living in the last days now. And so I really started becoming rapture centric then. And it was not until 2007 that I really, really thought that year and every year since then was going to be the year that he was returning. So I understand about being worn out and being, you know, being in stage 23 and 25 and 27 and 30 and 50 and whatever. I've been there, believe me. And I'm still, what balances me out is, see, and I'm just speaking for myself, okay? I pray for people all the time. I pray for people to get saved. Mm-hmm. I pray for people to be encouraged. And, you know, the Lord has blessed me with people that I can encourage and disciple. So, you know, I don't always talk about the Lord's return with them, but I encourage them to stay focused on Him. And I explain the Word of God to, you know, there are many topics of the Lord. It's not just about His return, although we are focused. We, as you see, are focused on His return, and we should be. And it should never be so far away from us. But at the same time, a lot of people need to grow up and mature in the Word of God and in the power of His might and in His anointing. And a lot of people don't understand these things. So, you know, the Lord has put people in front of me where I can explain things to them, explain the Word of God to them. And, you know, the glory goes all to the Lord. I'm just His vessel. I'm an instrument. He uses me. But, you know, and then when I leave, you know, I'm like, Lord, praise You. Thank You. Yesterday, as an example, this was so funny. I'm at my friend's house, and you know, it's a family, and I've shared with you guys, my relationship with this family. Well, one of the brothers happened to come visit during lunchtime, and I happened to be there. And they were just talking about whatever, you know, nothing about the Lord, just whatever. And then as he's getting ready to leave to go back to work, he says, you know, he tells everybody, all of us there, we were about five of us, he says, you know, we need to start getting together and start, you know, fellowshipping and talking about the things of the Lord together and pray together, because we're going to be encouraging each other. This is a family. And this, believe me, this is a family with drama. You know, they're the king and queen of drama world. Okay. And he says this, and we said, yeah. And he said, we'll have to, and I told him, I said, well, you're the one that has to arrange your schedule to come over here, because I can come anytime. Everybody's here whenever, you know, everybody's always here. It's you're the one that's working. So you have to, you want to help, you want us to get together? Then you have to figure out your schedule and make a point and make a time so we can get together. And he said, I will. That's great. So he leaves, and he gets in his car, then gets out of his car, comes running back in, and he says, you know what? I feel like we need to pray. Let's all pray right now. And we gather together, right? We formed a circle. We held hands. And all of a sudden, instead of him taking the lead to pray, he says, Carol, take the lead and pray for us.
That's great, you
know,
Carol.
Now, you know, I laugh because he's the one who's out, he was all pumped up. He was pumping us all up. Then he comes running back in and says, you know, I can't live without us praying. Let's all get around and let's pray. And
that's
great. Okay. And then he just says, Carol, you take the lead to pray. All right?
Sure.
Now, the glory all goes to the Lord. It's not about me. But why am I sharing this? I'm sharing this with all of you because so many times you're all discouraged. We can get discouraged because another day comes and goes, and we get visions and we get dreams and we get, you know, hey, the Lord showed me that stop sign with a blood moon. My friend calls me up at 5:15 this morning. Carol, are you awake? Yes. I said, but it's cloudy. I can't see the blood moon. Okay, and neither could she. All right. So, why did he show this to me? I don't know. Was it really him? Well, I have to believe it was. Why shouldn't I believe it was? Why
right.
Can't I, you know, right? Exactly. But my point is, the reason I'm not discouraged is
good.
Because I have become a prayer warrior for people to get saved. There's too many people, and you know, and believe me, because I'm praying for people to get saved or going out and sharing the gospel or, you know, ministering to people, that does not mean I am trying, you know, I'm telling the Lord, you can't, you know, it's not time for you to come back yet because a lot of people still need to get saved. Oh, no. You know, when I get really upset, but I get, you know.
Honest.
When I hear people say, the Lord can't come yet because there's thousands of people that still need to get saved or millions of people, I'm like, you know what? Every day a baby is born and every day a person needs to get saved.
Exactly.
And
it's nonsense when they say that, you know.
Yeah,
a lot of people,
right?
Are afraid of the Lord coming back. This one woman had this prophecy the other day where she said, I really hope the Lord doesn't come back for another year because I just know there's so many souls to get saved. But the Lord reminds me, a lot of people that are afraid of the Lord coming back is because they're afraid to stand before him because they have not borne much fruit for his kingdom. So they feel like if they get martyred or if they get they get their head chopped off or if they go, you know, they go and have to suffer or they have to go save more souls, just they'll get more brownie points and know that God, Jesus will be pleased with them. Reality is we should be able to stand before Jesus anytime, you know, anytime
right.
and every
and the,
time and be ready
and the Lord,
now.
That's right. That's
said,
right.
And the Lord has set me free and us free through prayer. Okay, so I get it, not everybody has the ability, to go out and share the gospel or whatever, you know, because for whatever reasons, I get that. But there's no reason we cannot pray for our coworkers, you know, for our classmates, you know, for our neighbors, for our friends, for our families. Lord, touch their hearts because he's the Savior. Jesus is the Savior, not us. So we pray, we ask him to do this. And so for me, this is how I stay encouraged. And then, you know, I ask him because we're still here, every day I ask him for favor, you know, bless me, Father, you know, bless me with favor, bless me, you know, protect me, watch over me,
sure.
And not just me, but all, you know, all those who love your appearing, especially your bride, you know, bless us, protect us until you come, and come quickly, Lord Jesus. So I just wanted to share that so that people mm-hmm. who are, you know, like, oh, no, we're still here. Well, you know, God's ways are not our ways. That,
exactly.
And October, to me, October is so, you know, it's a dynamic month. It always is. In many
mm-hmm.
ways, things always happen in October. You know, it's,
mm-hmm.
it's called, for years and years, it's called the October surprise. You know, whether it's something secular or something spiritual, something huge always happens in October. So here we are, you know, the blood moon happened today, last night, this morning, we are in the Feast of Tabernacles, we're still,
mm-hmm.
The other thing we have to remember, too, is the blood moons are a sign, as I've mentioned over and over, as we all know, they're a sign for Israel. You know, everything
yeah.
that when we had that first blood moon in April, nothing happened right away. Okay, but look what has happened between April and now in the Middle
yeah.
East. Look at, you know, there's one beheading after another. When in the world in our lifetime did we hear of so many beheadings? And what does the Bible talk about in the last days of the
yeah.
beheadings? There's yeah. just beheadings left and right. That's all of that is going to increase, right? Okay. Not that this is really important for most of us here in RCC, but the Bible talks about the one world currency. The only way that it's going to be a one world currency is through the crash of the stock market. Well, the stock market has just been like, you know, whether you pay attention to it or not, it has been like one roller coaster ride after another. One day, it jumps up 300 points. The next day, it drops 300 points. The next day, it jumps up back to 270 points. The next day, it drops. It jumps up and drops. I mean, huge, rise and falls of these prices. And eventually, it's going to stop. It's either going to rise up or it's going to totally crash. And I personally believe the next big crash is it. That's it. It's not going to recover.
Oh, yeah.
That will be it. So we're in this time frame. The other aspect is, you know how I just mentioned that the blood moons are for a sign for Israel, you know,
mm-hmm.
and so things are going to get worse in the Middle East. However,
oh, yeah.
the solar eclipses are a sign for the world, that things get bad for the world. All right, now, October 23rd, there's going to be a solar eclipse.
Wow.
So you see, we have to stay alert and in prayer. You know, don't worry about the dates. Just stay alert in prayer and pray that we're sanctified. Pray that we're anointed. Pray that we continue to grow and grow strong in the Word and in the power of the Lord Jesus, of the Holy Spirit, of the Word of God. You know, let's continue to pray for each other and lift each other up. And, you know, if nothing happens, don't, when you're in His presence, there's fullness of joy and peace. And so, you know,
right.
if we're discouraged, you know, and we're about, you know, if we're so discouraged, there's something missing in our lives. And that
mm-hmm.
means, and to me, you know, if I'm only focused on one aspect, the Holy Spirit has always kicked me in the butt and said, look at something else. So in my experience, you know, because I've been an evangelist over the years, right? That's just, I mean, and I'm not bragging to anybody. It's just a, you know, the Lord
you can
has
brag
just,
to us, Carol. We love you. You brag to us.
Yeah,
we want to hear your
okay.
story. Keep talking.
You know, I have that gift of gab, and the Lord has said, okay, you know what? You like to talk? Well, I'm going to have you talk about me.
Yeah,
I'm going to have
right.
you talk about
yes.
me. So everywhere
Amen.
I go, I always bring him up. You know, I don't care what, yesterday, me and my friend were driving all over the place and we're talking about this and that, and then I turn the conversation, you know, and it's not me, it's just the Holy Spirit in me turning the conversation back to him. It's always about him. And so he has used that. Now, if nothing happens in October, as I said, we still stay focused on him, but there's two more blood moons coming up. These two blood moons, they're very significant because they fall on the feast day. See, there's been lunar eclipses over the years. The difference between these lunar eclipses that fall, you know, 2 years in a row consecutively is that they're falling on the Feast of Passover, the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Passover, the Feast of Tabernacles. That doesn't happen every year or every 5 years or every 10 years. It's, you know, and when it does happen, something huge happens. So we're living in the last days. That's why we're all excited. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, I think a few weeks, and I want to say it's in March, we have another huge, I don't know why I'm saying it's huge, but it's very significant. There's a solar eclipse in October 23rd, but there's another one right before Passover. And so, you know, we're in the season, guys. Just stay close to the Lord. You know, keep praying without, you know, the Lord, we're told, pray without ceasing, pray. And we say, yes, come, Lord Jesus, come today. But we also need to pray for us to be strong in the Lord, to be in the pray that we're filled with His wisdom, with revelation, with insight, you know, with authority, with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, so we can go and reach out to others, you know, so that we can be used by God. It's about Him using us. Yeah. And in the meantime, you know, the Lord will just, you know, and if He doesn't bring anyone to us, there's no excuse for us not to pray for people to get saved.
You can pray.
He will then send His angels. He'll send His laborers. You know, He'll send the right people to reach the right people. You just keep praying, and see what happens when we're praying for others, and when we're praying, Lord, You grant me wisdom. You grant me strength. You grant me, you know, fill me with Your joy. Fill my spirit with Your spirit. You know, fill my lamp with more of Your oil. You know, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, fills us. And then we don't feel so, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Deflected, because He hasn't returned. Because we're in His presence. We're in His presence. And if we're in His presence, even if He hasn't come, there's like this, wow, it doesn't matter. It does matter, but there's this supernatural peace that we walk in.
Yes.
And people are drawn to us, and then the Lord is able to use us. And He is coming, guys. He is coming.
Sure.
But, you know, don't feel deflected. Just don't focus so much on a date, you know, because, like I told you, in years past, if I'm focused on a particular topic, and I'm so focused on it, then the Lord will give me a kick in the butt, and He'll say, there's something else. I don't want you just to be talking about that. I want you to be talking about this other aspect of myself. So if we're just focused on His return, He might say, you know what, I want you to focus on, you know, growth or on strength or on wisdom or on healing or on this or on that. And He will, believe me, He'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to share, but October's not over, and
still
October's the month of surprises.
Right.
Still the
You know, I just want to say a couple of things, you know, especially about October. You know, Judy and little John have been focused on the Julian calendar a little bit. They certainly were directed to it by the Lord, and it technically is still September. And if we're thinking in terms of our calendar,
that's true.
Now that doesn't change. Yeah. That does not change the Hebrew calendar or their feast or holidays. But it is until the 14th of October. It's still technically September Julian.
And but the other thing that really, I mean, Cale brought a good point. You know, the Lord may direct you in many different ways. And quite frankly, I think he's directing us in ways, using our strengths to direct us for distraction purposes. He's now told us quite a while ago that kind of we're done and he's coming now and the work is done and that kind of thing. And that doesn't mean we're not living in him and showing him off, hopefully, as best we can, including on our programs. But today he told me to rest. He just said, just rest. And, you know, basically meaning relax and don't get too wound up about it. And so everybody's going to get a different kind of a leading, possibly. But
no,
Carol,
wait. Can I say something really fast?
Sure.
Can I say something really fast? Well, in this movie, guess what? The main character's name is Rose. Today, flower. Today, and they also talked about Lily and a wedding. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes, that is nice.
Yeah, Jerry, can I read Lana?
Nice.
Because it addresses what we're all talking about.
Yeah,
it's
in just
short.
A second.
Oh, sure. Okay.
I just wanted, there was one other point I wanted to bring up about
go ahead.
Blood moons. First of all, Keith has done a really nice job over several days talking about how it pretends, you know, bad, particularly for Israel, these blood moons. And the events don't have to happen right on the blood moon. It's like a foreboding. It's a warning. It's a seasonal change, you know. It doesn't necessarily snow on the first day of winter, for example. The leaves don't necessarily fall off the tree on the first day of fall. And you know, they pretend a season. And what I really wanted to say was just about the worst thing that can happen to the world really is taking the true people of faith, the real believers, people like us, our rapture-centric church, people in the rapture, the worldwide rapture. Those are the worst things that are going to happen to the world because they unleash, they take the protective covering off the world. And so those are really the worst things. And so we still think those things are going to be next from a practical point of view, even though we see the pot stirring all around us. And so, you know, our departure is really the worst thing that's going to happen, and that's got to happen soon. And it opens the door for so many of these other things to be completely fulfilled. And so I just wanted to point that out, that, you know, we're now in a season and, you know, that maybe the door has opened. Also, I see here before it all scrolls away, Raina called in, and I didn't get to her soon enough last night, and then I wasn't able to get to her when she called in today. So I want to read her dream that she put in chat just now. She says, in that dream, I saw that Beyonce was giving birth. I was supposed to stay by her side to help her push. I was by her side when suddenly I see a baby come from the TV, and the baby starts talking, and I saw the baby's hand have lightning come from it. And it looked like the baby was Jesus. Wow.
Wow.
She said it was very quick.
Wow.
So a lot of, so there's baby birthing symbolism there.
Mm-hmm.
And that is like, I'm going to ponder this. This could relate to kind of what I was doing in the garage today. Says, someone help me with the interpretation. It says that the Antichrist appearance, his birth, will or will have been televised. He will be a celebrity born to a famous family. Well, he might or might not. Well, let me think about that for a while. And everybody else can think about it. Pat, why don't you go ahead?
Yeah, that's
good. Oh, wait a minute. Let me, there's,
go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, no,
just
go
a
ahead.
Little bit more.
No.
Raina just puts, when he has revealed her birth as she saw it in her dream, he will have at least 5 generals to help him exert his power. The lightning,
wow.
dot, 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 dot. This is Raina writing.
Mm-hmm.
so she's relaying, I think, somebody else's. Description of the Antichrist, I guess. Okay, why don't you go ahead, Pat?
Okay, this morning during worship, I saw many of the people of God struggling with and sinking into hopelessness. I sensed the Spirit of God saying, many of my people are battling with hopelessness because they feel motionless. Don't give up. Despite the hardship of transition, as you lean into Him, He will give you the strength for the length before you. Even when the transition of dryness seems to be suffocating, know that He is bringing you into pools and springs of water to refresh your encounters with Him. Listen in the transition and you will come out of this season with the glisten of His glory and ready to step into the new chapter of His story for you. It is always darkest before the dawn. Watch for the miraculous revealing of heavenly alignment He continues to perform. You are in motion. Trust God. He is taking you where only He can, making a way where only He can, molding you and preparing you in a way as only He can, establishing and releasing you as only He can, restoring you as only He can, healing you as only He can, building you in joy as only He can, giving you peace as only He can, releasing you into heavenly encounters as only He can, releasing you into breakthrough and completeness in Him as only He can. So there you go. She addresses this hopelessness and dryness. Yeah, right on, Lana. It's excellent. We need to hear that.
What I think would be really cool is if, you know, the Lord came back when we're no longer setting dates, because I used to, you know, I'd say that joking. I used to have that attitude where, like, you know, when I was hanging out in Jonathan Cleck's blog talk, you know, people were like, maybe it's going to be this weekend and today and stuff. And I got to thinking, guys, quit saying that so that way it'll, you know, be on the hour that we don't know. So, like, well, there's, like, six people saying, it's going to be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. I'm like, okay, well, maybe it's going to be on Friday because everybody's expecting all the other days. But, you know, I'm just saying that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
And it's not bad to you know, there's nothing wrong with expecting Him or sensing that it's, you know, a particular day, especially the feast days or whatever day you the Holy Spirit has put on you. The thing is, if you put all your eggs in that basket, you could be very disappointed. And we have we have been. But what has helped us all, you know, the blessing that we all have to realize something. What has been a blessing to us all is we have each other to lift each other up. See, for, you know, for me as an example, in 2007, 2008, you know, it was just me. It was, you know, I would look at, I would go through websites, the Five Doves or Rapture Ready or other different websites or YouTube and there weren't that many YouTubes back then pertaining to the rapture like there are today. But, you know, there was a lot more divisiveness as far as don't you dare think about that. Don't you dare even mention a date that He's coming. You, nobody knows the day or the hour. And you know, we're going to ban you and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And you didn't have anybody to fellowship with regarding what you felt the Lord was telling you regarding the season. And now, you know, with us, you know, we've been throwing out dates left and right. And nobody gets mad at nobody's been mad at each other. Nobody gets mad. Yeah, we're like, another day has come and gone. Oh, well, you know, but Jesus is still with us. And He's not only with us. He's inside of us through, by His Spirit and His Word, the Father's Word. You know, He's inside of us. And the difference between the people of the Old Testament and the people in the New Testament after Pentecost is they did not have the Holy Spirit living inside of them. Maybe one or two people did, but by and large, they didn't. The church wasn't born. After on Pentecost, the church was born, and by that, it the Holy Spirit didn't just come upon them. The Holy Spirit came inside of them. Those 120 people up in the upper room, they received the Holy Spirit inside of them. That's why all of a sudden they were able to speak with boldness and authority, and they were able to, you know, by the power of the Holy Spirit, were healing people, and the church grew by leaps and bounds. See, before, when Jesus was on the earth for those 3.5 years to preaching and sharing the gospel with people, he had his disciples with him, but the Holy Spirit was not inside of them. That's why Peter, you know, he would get all excited about, oh, Lord, I'm going to defend you and nobody's going to hurt you and this. And then he would say, Peter, get behind me, and that, or Satan, get behind me. And not only that, but guess what, Peter? You're going to deny me 3 times before, you know, the cock crows. And he did, right? Why? Because he didn't have the Holy Spirit living inside of him. He was speaking out of his flesh. Whereas now we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us. So no matter what we're going through, if we go deep into our spirit where he lives, then, you know, we walk in newness of life. We walk by the power of his Holy Spirit. And so days come and go, but he doesn't. And we can sleep, you know, embraced in his arms and embraced in his presence. And, you know, and covered by the precious blood of Jesus, protected by his precious blood of Jesus. And if our mind goes here and there and everywhere, and we start thinking of, you know, people, whatever, we just sprinkle the blood on us. We sprinkle the Lord, cleanse me, cleanse my thoughts, you know, from these things that, you know, from all the junk. Cleanse my thoughts, you know, by the power of your blood, and help me just to focus on you. And he does it. So he's given us the strength to wait upon him. Wait upon the Lord, be of good courage. He's not going to disappoint us. He's not going to disappoint us, guys. He loves us. And he, you know, for whatever reason, I don't know why, you know, he has not returned for us yet, but he is returning for us, you know. Just hang on.
Yeah. Okay, I've got to mention a couple things here. There's just a little over a minute before we go into record mode.
Oh, yeah.
And Michelle called in, so she's called, and I mean, she's unmuted if she has anything to say. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, everyone.
How are you, honey?
I'm good.
Gosh. Quick, because it's almost time.
60 seconds. But that's okay, because we can go into record mode, no problem.
Okay.
And the bride says,
the bride says, come.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Come.
Come get us.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Come tonight.
Come, Lord. Pat, come to California.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I would love to, honeys. I would.
You're on your way. You're going to pay for it. I'll be looking out the window every day to see if you're here.
Just real quick. Verse 3, Carol, you like this. Verse 3 from Psalm 5 says, in the morning I lay my request before you and wait expectantly.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to play a quick song and then we'll come back.
Okay.
Yeah, play a good song this time.
Oh, that's a good song.
Oh, you're bad.
Sometimes my life just don't make sense at all. When the mountains look so big, oh, my faith just seems so small. To hold me, Jesus, 'cause I'm shaking like a leaf. Be the then King of my glory. Won't you be my Prince of Peace? And I wake up in the night and feel dark. It's so hard inside my soul. I swear there must be blisters on my heart. So hold me, Jesus, 'cause I'm shaking. beat my head against so many walls. Now I'm falling down, I'm falling on my knees. And the Salvation Army band is playing this hymn. And your grace rings out so deep, it makes my resistance seem so low.
Called in, and I want to be sure she gets a chance to tell us her dream. So, Raina, you are unmuted if you're ready to go. She really is there. I know she is. Oh, I see. She has. She put a note in chat. She has noise right now. She can't speak. I'm going to read your dream one more time, Raina, and we'll see how it goes. Hold on here. Let me figure out a couple of things. No, it's not that. I'm working on it here. There it is. Okay. In the dream, she sees Beyonce giving birth. And she was supposed to stay by her side to help her push. I was by her side when suddenly I see a baby come from the TV, and the baby starts talking, and I saw the baby's hand have lightning come from it. It looks like the baby was Jesus. It was so quick. And so she's looking for the interpretation, and she thinks there might be an Antichrist interpretation. I actually will see what Raina says about it when she can. I'm not completely convinced that's going to be what that is, but we'll see what everybody thinks. Keith, do you get any thoughts about that? If you're there.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. Actually, I can't find you. Check chat real quick. It's actually just fine for me because, yeah, I think I know he's got me. I can't say I'm truly relaxed because I'm not. On the inside, I'm kind of climbing the walls. But the countering that. I do have an assurance and a peace about it, and I would not give up at all on today or the near coming days. The entire Feast of Tabernacles, part of that is it's the Feast of Assembly, it's the eighth day, I can add one other thing. See, I have been hanging out in the garage just a little bit. On the third day of Tabernacles, Sukkot is the 11th, and that's the 17th of the seventh month, which is the day that Noah's Ark rested on the mountains of Ararat. Noah waited, I think it was 40 days, and then released the first dove. So, I
I had a thought in my head that the dove that comes back with the olive branch could represent our Rapture-centric church and others of us in a similar disposition. We'll have to see, but that's kind of how I have been thinking about it a little bit. But nevertheless, the name of Ararat, the name Ararat of those mountains means reversing the curse. So the ark, and there's the word used for ark is the same word used for Moses when he was put in the basket and sent down the river. And I think there's it's a pre-Hebraic word root, apparently. And I think the word may have other connotations. It's, you know, it's obviously a salvation theme and the container of salvation, if you will. And that's, I think it may be, I think it may be certainly significant. And the fact that Noah and the ark come up here, I also can tell you that this one guy who I follow a little bit, see what he comes up with his Bible codes, he found a code that talked about, or he did a video on a code that talked about tabernacles that also included the ark, which was Noah's ark in this case. And and before October is over, we get into the Hebrew month of Noah's flood. So I'll just throw that out there right now. I got a note from, and we've had a lot of 28s in our different experiences, and Michelle's reminding me that on the Julian calendar, the 11th of, that I was just speaking of, October, is the 28th of September, which is, yeah, that's interesting, very interesting. Anyway, I would not absolutely give up on anything, including in the next several minutes or hours. I think the 9th of October is a huge day. It's officially the first day of Tabernacles. And the 8th day, which would be the end of Tabernacles, would be, and the following observance that they have, would be a perfect time for a rapture. So I'm worldwide rapture. So I'm not giving up by any means on any day. I think things could be still very ripe. And yeah, I don't think ever it was, well, let's put it this way. We've never seen the signs in the heavens be fulfilled in exact moments. What we do see is their warnings and they become signs of seasons, spiritual seasons and seasons of judgment. Be very interesting to see what happens in the Middle East here in the near future. Did anybody else have something?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Raina.
Hello, Raina. Hi, Raina.
How are you?
I don't know.
How come you don't know? You're supposed to be great. Jesus is coming.
You know what? I am great. I'm great. But I am, let's just say, I don't know. I'm really good in many ways, and I love these choices he's given me.
You're confused, right? But, I see you are confused. But God is not
No, it's more.
He's a
theater
of confusing. Why you are confused?
You know, The truth is, the better word is, I am impatient. I'm just not as patient as I should be, I guess.
We all are. We all.
Yeah.
Anyway. You said
so
you did not understand my dream.
I think I understood, but I would like to hear you tell us.
Yeah. In that dream, I was surprised because it's the first time I dream about Beyonce. Beyonce was on the floor, was going to give birth. There's someone who told me I have to stay with her because she's going to give birth to Jesus. I was like, okay, and I was waiting for her to give birth and helping her, hold her hand, like help her, like breathe, all of that stuff. Suddenly, and I see a baby come from the TV, and the baby like stopped talking, and I was like looking at Beyonce's stomach, who like become flat. I say, where's that baby come from? I was looking at the stomach. I was looking at the TV. I was like confused. What's going on? What is happening? And the baby started talking, and he have like lightning in all of his fingers. And the lightning is supposed to give power to everyone who was in the place where we were. I mean, it was like 5 people in the room. But the lightning touched my hand when he sent it, okay? It's like, in that dream, I said, oh, I did not feel anything. When I woke up, I said, oh, Satan, you are a liar, because you think people are going to believe Jesus is coming like a baby anymore. But at night, I was talking to one of my friends. We were talking about the dream, and he said, he explained to me, he said, Beyonce, she's a celebrity, and maybe this is going to appear on TV when it's going to have like a big thing. I don't know what is going to happen this month, but the baby is, I mean, the AC is going to appear so quick, so fast. But for that to happen, we are not supposed to be here, right? That's mean we are out so soon. What do you think?
Well, I'm not convinced that it's the Antichrist myself, but because I think it would have maybe been depicted differently, but I don't understand Beyonce. Actually, I'm kind of poking around looking it up right now because I don't follow her.
The lightning, me too, I don't follow her, I don't listen to her music, but what they say, she is the queen of Illuminati.
Yeah.
And the baby had lightning in his hand and want to give power. See what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah, but you said, you described him as like the baby Jesus, and...
But told me it's going to be baby Jesus. I mean,
yes.
The person who told me to stay with her told me it's going to be baby Jesus. When the baby was born, the baby did not come anywhere from a woman give birth. It's like the baby just appeared on the TV. It's not. I was like next to the big stomach, and the stomach become flat when the baby came out on the TV. It's like her body was TV. See what I mean?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Why I was so confused in that dream. I was looking at her stomach. Was it maybe, what happened? It's like, I was so confused.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, Jesus, that's how Jesus, outside of the coming as a baby, we don't think he's going to come as a baby. But when he does return, he's supposed to become like, you know, like lightning from the east, right? You know, so... I don't know. I really don't. What I'm intrigued about, and I don't, you know, Judy's talked about this several times, and I don't know if she's looked at her email yet. Or actually, she's
in
text.
Are you here?
She probably did. She's not on the phone, I don't think. But anyway, I'll just go ahead and say this. I was looking up, I sort of had a connection of birth with Kevin, her Kevin, who was translated on the 28th of December. As of tomorrow, that's 284 days. And that's like a gestational period. And it's a notable number in Scripture in terms of valuations of the words and things, the gematria and all that. And it's got a very strong meaning. And Kevin's name means gentle birth.
So I wasn't really sure I was going to get into that today, but since you had a dream about a birth, I'm just going ahead and mentioning it. But Kevin, his name means gentle birth, and as far as I know, he was the first one who I think we would consider as part of the group who was translated. And I've been meaning to ask Judy that, but I haven't had a chance yet. So I don't know. I mean, it's interesting to me that you're bringing up a birth right now with a dream that you have, that you just had. So I don't know. I mean, I'm not really sure.
For more than a month, I did not have dream. I did not hear from him. Like, I was telling myself, what's going on? Lord, why you leave me? Why you abandon me? It's like I was complaining.
Right.
This is my third dream
right.
in a month, and 2 hours attacked. This one is the only one I have, like, who have, like, something meaningful.
Wow. Yeah, I've been the same way. I haven't had much in the way of dreams, and I think I actually said that one night, and right away that night I had it to somebody, and right away that night I had a dream, and the dream was I was on a fishing boat. I was like third mate on a fishing boat, and nobody was paying attention to where the boat was going, and I had to go up and steer the boat. I have no idea if it meant anything. I didn't really feel like it was for sure from God. I think it was just something. I don't know. But, yeah, I have not had that many dreams myself lately, which has been interesting. But I don't know. I mean, you know, he told me today, just sort of on a holding pattern. I don't know, this Beyonce dream, I'm not sure. Is anybody else out there? We still got a lot of people online. Does anybody else out there have any ideas?
I'd say just pray about it, because, I mean, I don't know. I'm like you. I don't really know. I don't really have, like, a gift of interpreting your dreams, but, you know,
Keith is
over
really good
time,
at
like
that.
Usually.
I'm kind of, I don't know why he's not here tonight.
But,
you'll
find out, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I think sometimes, you know, there's clues to come, and, you know, maybe there will be a clue coming that will help you understand that, Raina, help us all understand it. But I know recently that people mentioned some dreams to me, and right away I felt like I had some inkling about what it might mean. And this one, I'm not sure. I don't know. I'll look around a little bit and see if I can find anything, though, because he told me to go back to the garage. So there, I'll be in the kitchen. Yeah. He told me to go back to the garage and start plucking away on odds and ends. So, you know, that's what I've done, and we'll see. We'll see. Maybe I'll find something.
I have something that you might want to take a peek at with regard to Raina's dream. As I was listening to her tell it, or you reading her dream, whatever, I was actually reading Aaron's dream. And what stood out to me, if you get to Sparrow's Barn and read that dream, was that the cow gave birth to two heifers. One was a red heifer, and one was white, red eyes, disease, protected. So I don't know if that ties in. But the timing of it suggested to me, especially, you know, red blood moon, yada yada, that there might be something in that. So I'm going to throw that in the garage and see where it goes.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm wondering. Yeah, I'm going to have to. I mean, you know, I just can tell if I'm going to get a hang on this, this is going to be from some other way. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see. That could be, that's an interesting thought.
because then, you know, certainly we are going to see an Antichrist exposure over on a grander scale at some point, although we may not be here to see it. Probably will not be. But, yeah, I don't know. It's,
I don't I think we are going to see it. I don't think so.
Yeah.
But when the baby sent like the lightning, he did not touch me. I think I wasn't really there physically. I was there in a spirit. I don't know.
Interesting. Maybe you're a comeback, Raina. I don't know. It's interesting. You know, what I was actually just trying to look up here, as I sounded so vacuous, was what her future performances might be. And I'm not obviously seeing that. I'm sure there's a place to find that. But I'm seeing everything about her Vocal Music Award performance, which...
Do you know when it's going to be the next awards? Because I don't watch TV.
She did one that was very notable. Sorry, I've got my volume up. She did one that was very notable already at the Music Awards. But it's everybody. Let's see. August 20th. Maybe it was August 27th. The video is published on, here's one.
I think something big is going to happen when it's going to have like a big TV event. I don't know. That's the feeling I have.
Could you say that it's some event that's going to be?
I said I have a feeling something big is going to happen in like a big TV event, like an award, like something like that.
Well, so this is interesting because I thought there was something about this. Remember, there were a whole lot of different things that pointed me to, not just me, to the 24th of August, 24th and the 25th, a whole lot of things. And I see here that the Vocal Music Awards, or basically the Video Music Awards is what they're called, but they're MTV, were the 24th of August. And she did a really notable performance, apparently. Beyonce did at those awards. And that's all I know.
I mean,
right,
August
now
is already passed.
Well, yeah, but these things, you know, maybe triggers or may line up with something else, but I don't know. But I know that we were directed particularly Judy and I, very strongly to the 24th and also the 25th of August. And so this award show, when I did a Beyonce search, that's what came up, was a whole bunch of talk, you know, a whole bunch of different items regarding her performance at that award show. That's what came up when I did the search, just saying.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Yeah. So does anybody else have anything? Because apparently, sorry, Pat, I had you muted and I forgot.
That's okay.
Does anybody else? Yeah. Because right now I really don't have that much. I feel like he's kind of sending me off to find something.
Back in the garage.
I don't know what it is.
Only thing I kind of thought of when she was describing that dream, you know how the Illuminati and Beyonce, they always do stuff over the television, and the baby in the dream came out of the television. And, you know, for a while, you know, watching Jonathan Cleck's videos about, you know, Lady Gaga talking about birthing the new race within the race of humanity and stuff, and, you know, showing the symbolisms of them getting in poses where it looks like they're giving birth and stuff up on award shows,
right,
and stuff like that,
exactly,
you know, signifying that kind of stuff. that might have something to do with that. But like I said, I don't know. But maybe over time we might learn a little bit more about it.
Yeah.
Well, she did the Super Bowl performance. Was it the most recent Super Bowl she did? I think. I'm not completely sure. It was.
I don't watch TV. I don't keep up with that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. She did one, and there was a lot of, there was even atomic explosion symbolism and half and half symbolism and lots of stuff there. But I can't remember for sure. I don't know. She didn't do the last one. She did the one two times ago, the one that was in New Orleans where the lights went out. That's the one she did. It was... somebody else who did the most recent one, which was in New York City. So, well, actually, it was in New Jersey, technically. So, I don't know. I think what I'm going to do here is I have this song that I really like. I'm just going to go ahead and play it and take a couple of minutes. If there's anything else that you've thought of, it's fine. Otherwise, we'll probably close out the show.
Darkness, you shine.
our God.
Great.
I'm not a big, I don't usually like live recordings, but that one not a lot.
Oh,
because
that's a nice song.
It's a great song, and the audience is so together. It's really awesome. Does anybody have anything else? Because I'm kind of, I don't.
I just wanted to say a couple things. Awesome song at the start of the show. Awesome song, Andre. Can't wait till we all get up, you know, in heaven. We get to start our RCC band, like, with everybody who can play instruments and even those who can who want to get involved and, you know, make music up there. And y'all got to give me some time. I'm a little rusty on the drums. I ain't really, but, you know, I got to get some practice in. But anyway, the other thing I really want to say is be of good courage, because we are the ones who built our house upon the rock. You know, this world is sinking sand, and these people here keep, you know, putting their plans here on this earth, where they're going to put, you know, like, you know, planning for their houses, and all they're worried about is here. And they're the ones who built their house upon the sand. And the wind's going to come, and the floodwaters are going to come, the storms are going to come, and it's going to wash that house down, and great is going to be the destruction thereof. So be of good courage. We put our houses up on the rock.
Mm. Yeah, amen. Amen. Definitely. I agree with that, Ben. Stay encouraged. I don't sound very high energy today, but that's mostly because I'm just sort of trying to find my way at the moment. But but the bottom line is, I am really encouraged for every minute, every day, today, for sure. And he's going to keep leading us, and he's done so many things. And if he waits very much longer, then he's just going to raise us up into an even higher level of leading and energy, and do things that we're not thinking about right now. So it's going to be very, very cool. Okay, so I think we're just going to I'm going to end the show. I'm going to play one more song. Another nice
I just have I have a, one little
sure
prayer
can.
I can say that
sure.
I had composed. Eternal Father, we ask you to please, sweet Abba, open up the hearts of everyone so that your beautiful son Jesus can live therein and have his own way, especially those who love the world more than thee. And remembering his words on the cross, Abba, Father, forgive them, Father. They don't know what they do. So we ask God to open up all hearts. Always have hope for that. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Okay. See you in the air, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, I love this. Oh, we'll see him too.
dream that you dare to